This is Earth and Sky on an eerie pyramid of light, seen before sunrise or after sunset, called the zodiacal light.
The planets and moons in our solar system orbit the sun in a nearly flat plane, and there's also dust in the plane of the solar system. The zodiacal light is really sunlight bouncing off these dust grains in nearby space. Since this dust orbits in the same plane as the planets and moons near us in space, we see the zodiacal light along the same path across our sky traveled by the sun, moon, and planets.
This pathway from east to west across our sky is called the ecliptic. And if you'll think of the ecliptic, or plane of the solar system turned on its side, stretching up above the sunrise or sunset point, you'll have an idea of what the zodiacal light looks like. It's like a cone or pyramid of light. You won't see it in twilight, but instead in the hour before morning twilight begins or in the hour after evening twilight ends.
You need a dark sky to see the zodiacal light. Late February, March, and April are the best time to see it before dawn from Earth's southern hemisphere. At the same time, these months are the best time to see the light in the evening from the northern part of Earth's globe.
The closer you are to the equator, the easier it is to see the zodiacal light. While driving on country roads, people sometimes mistake the zodiacal light for the light of a city or town just beyond their horizon.
For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.